Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Brandy Merrick, who's an advisor with Ferguson Alliance. Brandy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. And I see from your website, I love the kind of the above the fold headline, we help family businesses prosper. So that is succinct and to the point. And I want to dive into that. But first, give us a little bit of your background and then what got you into this industry.
Totally. Well, so I started in my husband's family business. It's a wholesale nursery. So it grows plant material for large commercial landscapers, retail garden centers, and then also is a tissue culture lab that helps plant breeders get their genetics to the market. So I started in a family-owned business. So there's a few of us family members that worked in that business. And we actually hired Ferguson Alliance to help us, our family business, prosper.
Neat.
I've been through the process. And part of that process for me was discovering that I wanted to not work in the family business anymore. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then Ferguson Alliance offered me a role of helping people just like me. And so that is how I have found myself here advising other family-owned businesses.
What a perfect entree, because it's like you experienced it from the client side.
Right.
And you saw the benefit. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that the Marcus Lemonis show, The Profit, is still on. I've watched every episode. I'm waiting for the next season. But if I'm correct in remembering, he doesn't love family businesses.
Right.
Or people, you know, that are business advisors, they always have this red flag because there's so many things, landmines, family, interpersonal. And so I think that mentality is a truthful statement. I know not 100% of the time, but what are some of those challenges that you guys notice that are first to address when you're working with a new client that are indicative of a family business versus any other type of business?
Usually, first off the bat, we're gauging alignment. So how aligned are the family members, the shareholders, and where is the unalignment? Because usually, I mean, typically, people aren't seeking some sort of third-party perspective if they're not experiencing some sort of pain. So we're trying to gauge the pain and figure out where it's at, and so we start there, and typically, yes, that's alignment. That usually then leads to communication. There's usually some sort of communication issue, whether it's within the family or into the organization, and then direction. So what direction does the company need to go? What direction do the shareholders want it to go? That's usually also where some of that misalignment is living. So we start there with an assessment of what's going on.
Yep. Where are we at? Where do you want to go? And where's the gap? And with alignment and direction, I know we don't want to, I know this is a broad statement, but it seems to me that alignment and direction are indicative of any kind of business. You need to know where the alignment and direction, but communication.
Yes.
Here's what, when you were describing that, here's what came to my mind. You know, you hear the old cliche, but the old statement, like, the wife says to the husband, I want you to treat me like you treat your clients. And isn't it true that in a family business, you might, walk to the front, counter, and there's a client, you're talking to them, and maybe there's even a little, bit of a, complaint, and you're handling it great, and they walk out, and you're smiling and waving, and then you go to the back, and you just unleash on the family member who's the employee, because it feels like subconsciously a whole different vibe. It's your family member. So I think that you guys probably deal with that communication pillar, really, that's a really broad, huge opportunity to help smooth that out. Am I thinking in the right direction?
Totally. There's that. And often people will ask us, like, why do you only deal with family-owned businesses? And it's like, because they are so complex.
Yeah.
They do get so nuanced that it does take a special skill to help people in that. And yes, so the alignment, the direction, that can be in any business. And then you layer that with the family dynamic.
Yeah.
And it gets amazingly more complex because, with that communication piece of it with the family is like, you can't break some of those patterns and those norms. You know, your dad remembers you from when you were five.
Yeah.
And it's hard for them to recognize you as an adult.
It's like that Subaru commercial I remember from a few years ago. The dad's handing the keys to the daughter driving the car and he sees a toddler and she's 16. So it's like it's hard to break that. And so I would venture to say that if you pulled at random one of your newest clients and you were to say, okay, regarding communication, alignment, and direction, here's this one-page document. I want you to rate yourselves on these three areas. They would probably rate them rock and roll good, right? But sometimes they're too close to the forest to see the trees. Why is it important to have a third-party external perspective to help come in and go, okay, you said this, but here's what we're seeing.
Right. Well, I'll be the first to admit, and I always say this to everyone, is that I didn't believe in the third party perspective.
Yeah. We're good. We're good.
I thought that it was going to take up a lot of my time. I was not excited about it, but I quickly learned that there was a ton of things I did not know that I did not know. And I did not realize the effect that it could have to have somebody, for lack of a better term, mediating some of our discussions.
Yeah.
Because I felt like at times we would just end up talking in circles. We had an immense, you know, our family, we have an immense amount of respect for each other, but we face the same things, alignment, direction. We didn't know how to communicate with each other. It's figuring that out. You have to, once you realize the value of it, you can see that having that third party perspective, that person is higher level above you. They can see the situation without the emotion to it.
Yep.
And that emotion that then we apply as operators in the business, it can cloud your judgment tremendously. So then learning those new habits of having someone pick you up out of that space and let you see it how they see it is very transformative.
And some, I would suspect that some of the increases in communication are efficiencies, which even can trickle down into profits and increase sales and, you know, all those kinds of things. It's the intangible things that turn into the tangible things.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It's so intangible and it's those soft skills and it's the things that you can't like pick up in place, but your organization feels it. They feel that shift when you start to communicate better as a family or as business leaders, then they feel that shift of like, okay, I don't know why, I don't know how, but it seems less tense in here.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of compounds from there. And then, you know, it's just, I mean, managers and leaders are just like parents in a way, right? They're the people that are working in your organization, take whatever example you're giving them and they run with it. So if you're behaving and communicating well, then they see that.
Yeah, people respond in kind. And I've seen that so many times where it's like you start having a conversation and then it starts getting heated and then you start talking faster and louder and then all of a sudden they're doing the same thing. And it's like, okay, but if you just take it down and you start pausing, people respond that way. So that really is an accurate statement. And I would also suspect that this is the case. And I know nothing about your business, but I'm just hearing this going, this is not just a box to go, okay, cool, got the communication handled from last session. We're good to go. It's an ongoing. It's like, here's that awareness. And okay, we got to work on this. Okay, good. You're making these steps. And then you're going to like fall and stumble and then get it fixed. You probably never arrive like, okay, it's never going to happen again. But you get better and better and better.
Yeah, you get better and better. You definitely, it's very humbling. You realize, you know, look, you can't change anyone. And we have to recognize that as advisors as well. our goal is not to change anyone. It's to help them develop better habits. And then hopefully over time, you know, you do start to, people aren't going to realize the effects of something for a long time. And they have to realize that for themselves. And they have to see it repeated over time, over time, over time. And so,
And that noticing of those benefits start, those incremental small micro changes starts motivating them, and they feel pulled to continue, not pushed. And, you know, in marketing, it's like push marketing is buy now, scarcity and deadline and all, and that's push in your face. But the pull is, hey, wouldn't it be great if this, and we can help you do that. Well, when your clients start noticing this change and this improvement, and oh, it's less tense, and oh, wow, we got more efficient, and the meeting times, you know, cut down, which allows us to, all of a sudden they're like, well, okay, now the next thing you're telling us to do, we'll do that because we start seeing those benefits. It kind of sounds like to me that you guys are, you know, business coaches slash executive coaches slash life coaches all rolled up into one.
Actually,
need to call it something else. You know, executive coaching is a big industry. Life coaching is a big industry. Business. You need to call yourself something else and kind of create a category of one.
You're so right, because I'll get that question all the time. So like some of the work you do is like life coaching, right? And I'm like, well, it's so much more than that, because we keep it business focused. So you're focused on business acumen, you're focused on leadership development. Because we not only work with the family members, at times we work with the leadership of the organization too. So we're helping change the trajectory for whatever their gap is, whatever they're trying to solve. So absolutely, it does need. That's for our strategic session. That's something that we should.
Yeah, right. We should pause and go deeper right there. But in reality, you know, how do you describe your services to a family business? You know, I guess the broad brush would be executive coaching. So how would you, you know, describe your approach? Because you're different than most executive coaches. You're different than most, you know, business coaches. You probably don't lead with, oh, we're life coaches, because that's probably something that a business wouldn't really go, yay, we need. But you probably are talking about, you know, well, business coaching, executive coaching, but we're a mix between them. But how do you describe how that's different? And what is your approach to the type of coaching that you're providing?
Right. So the coaching piece is a small piece of what we do. Some businesses do that coaching with us, where, you know, that's really more like personally professional development focused with the business acumen underlay on that. Usually, I'd say, you know, 70% of our business is actual like business planning. So we would come in, we do an assessment with a client. That's typically takes us about 2 to 3 months, where we're really assessing the business from a financial perspective, an organizational perspective. We're going to identify all of the gaps within your organization. And then we're going to enter into a planning and implementation phase, where we're planning out how to fill those gaps. In conjunction with, it's a balance between shareholder alignment and actual business performance. So we are figuring out what are the shareholders want, what do they need, where do they want to go, and what does that mean for the business? So we're getting that alignment between the two, and then we're going to implement whatever plan we took on.
Yes.
So within that comes some of that coaching, either of the shareholders or of the leadership team. But for the most part, we focus on the business overall and how to either create that wealth for the shareholders for the future, or if that wealth needs to transfer either to the next generation or to sell the business completely, whatever it may be. But how is that business going to continue to prosper?
It sounds to me kind of like, if you think of it in the analogy of like baking a cake. You know, the ingredients are the cake, and the cake might be, well, we need to talk about succession planning. We need to talk about, you know, increasing revenues. We need to talk about, you know, the main things, you know, profitability. Mm-hmm. But the icing on the cake is we're going to integrate it in with some executive style coaching or some lifestyle coaching, because in order to execute these things, we got to improve communication. In order to get that, you know, succession plan in place, we got to make sure all the partners and owners aren't fighting and working against each other. So, at the core, you guys are helping people scale, increase revenues and profits and all of those normal business type things. But you recognize that there are many layers of nuances with a family business. So,
correct.
Yeah, that's a big undertaking.
Yes, it is. But we love it. Yeah. We love it. It is complex, but it's so great because when you see those people connect the dots and realize that it doesn't have to always be that way. You know, I think as business owners, you start to really like, you just get this one path. You've got this trail. This is how it's done. This is what we're going to do. Or you have that obligation that's what you have to do. And so to get somebody to kind of yank you out of there a little bit and say, well, it doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah.
it's just so great when all of that comes together, but it can take a long time.
Well, I was thinking about that when you were mentioning some of those things, is this like, you know, in 30 days we're done? No, of course not. It's a long process. So are businesses coming to you because they're in desperate need of intervention and a turnaround, or are they coming to you going, hey, things are going pretty good and we want to scale to the next level and do it the right way?
I wish that it was more of the latter, but a lot of times it is, I wouldn't say it's crisis mode, but it's closer to crisis than it is like, hey, let's be proactive.
There's some stuff broken, help us fix it. And then when you're in there fixing it, you're like, oh, and by the way, we could do this, this, and this, which would help you scale, leverage, and go to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. It's typically like that. Somebody or something is at its breaking point and they have tried all the tricks up their sleeve. And this is my story as well. You run out of your plays, but you know that life could be better. Your business could be better. And you're like, all right, what do I need to do? What do I need to do now?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Brandy, it's been such a great pleasure talking with you. This is a really needed area to focus in. So if someone is listening to this going, hey, we're not broken, but you know, we could always, you know, have someone look over her shoulder, maybe get that, you know, overview assessment. What's the best way they can learn more as well as reach out and connect with you?
Certainly, you can go to our website. It is ferguson-alliance.com. And on there, we have tons already. You can go and check out all of our free resources. We have a ton. We have a video library there that teaches all about all kinds of different things, challenges that people face. We have great articles on there. So that's the best place. And then on LinkedIn, you can connect with me if you would like to. It's Brandy Marek, M-A-R-E-K. You can get on there and connect with me there. And I'm constantly posting all kinds of tidbits and nuggets of information, and we are available anytime.
Awesome. Well, Brandy, thanks so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. This was great.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.